My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Welcome back. It's quite a busy time for us at This Week in Skating. Daphne and Gina just got back from Wichita, where they attended the US National Championships, and I am getting ready to go to Tallinn in Estonia to attend the European Championships. So once again, we decided to split tasks with me recording this weekly episode with a preview of the European Championships and Daphne and Gina recording a separate episode where they're going to recap US Nationals and share all their stories and behind the scenes from the event. So we look forward to listening to that. But let's get into the European Championships. Tallinn is ready to welcome back figure skating after last hosting three major events in 2022. In fact, that year they hosted the European Championships, the Junior World Championships and four continents, all in the same season. It was quite a busy time for them, and although there were three events that were not too far from where I live, I couldn't attend any of them that year because it was still COVID times and there were restrictions in place that were making traveling not very easy. However, I'm very much looking forward to going there to step into Tundiraba Ice Hall and see that venue, where I'm quite sure we're going to witness quite a competition in all the different categories, because the European field has really grown a lot over the last few seasons and there are so many different names in each one of the different categories, and we can be guaranteed that the competition is going to be quite exciting and quite difficult to predict, in fact. So starting with the men, Adam Xiao Himfa of France is coming back from competition after having to miss the Grand Prix final that he qualified for and nationals because of an ankle injury. He's the current European champion. Last year, probably you will remember that he stunned at the event and he actually landed one of his backflips on his way out of the ice. So let's see what he comes back with. I'm not sure how much he will be able to do this time round with the injury that he's just coming out from, but let's see, because he's someone that has learned to entertain, surprise and give us that wow factor that everyone is enjoying these days. Also from France, we are going to see Kevin Amos, which is finally having a good season. He just became the French champion and he participated at the Grand Prix final where he ended up in last place. But it's still quite good because over the last few years, he couldn't find that consistency that he was looking for. But this season, he seems to be quite there. He seems to be enjoying himself and he is providing very, very good programs with a huge support from the public and his fans. Italy has got three men that are equally able to medal at this event. So starting with Daniel Grassel, he came back this season after having to miss last season, and he's collecting a lot of results, including a qualification for the Grand Prix final where he was just outside of the podium in fourth place. He's Italian champion from the Italian Nationals event that took place in December last year. And he was followed in silver medal position by Nikolai Memola, which is also going to compete at European Championships. So let's see what he can do. When he's in a good shape, he can actually deliver really strong programs and he might be able to have a chance to medal as well. Also, Matteo Rizzo of Italy will be at the event. He had major surgery last year after collecting a bronze medal at European Championships in Kaunas. So he's coming back. We know that he's very experienced. He's very confident and surely he's going to be there fighting for a medal. So let's see what the Italian men are also going to do to try to win a or more than one medal. Representing the hosting country, Estonia, Alexander and Mikhail Selevko will be there. Alexander is the silver medalist from last year's European Championships. He had a fantastic free program, impressing everyone with his delivery, so he was very worthy of winning that medal. However, it's his brother this year that is actually shining a lot in international and national competitions. In fact, Mikhail became the Estonian champion, and he also won Golden Spin in Zagreb earlier in the season, with his brother Alexander just behind him in silver medal position. Other men that we should keep an eye on are Latvia's Denis Vasiliev. Denis medaled at the European Championships before, and so did Lukas Brichli from Switzerland. Either of them is very able to fight for a medal, and surely they will do their best to skate as clean as possible. And also Nika Gadze of Georgia will be competing and hoping to collect a first European medal. So moving on to women. Unfortunately, Luna Hendricks, which is the current European champion, is not attending the event. She is still enduring an injury that she's recovering from, so we wish Luna the best and a speedy recovery to make sure that she can come back strong and ready to show what she can do again. However, from Belgium, we have Nina Pinzaroni. So she's quite young. She won the Tallinn Trophy in October this season. So let's see whether Tallinn is going to bring her good luck again. 2 years ago, she was the bronze medalist at European Championships. So she's not new to a podium finish at this event. And let's see what she's going to be able to achieve this season. From Italy, Lara Nacchi Gutmann is really having a strong season. She won her first Grand Prix medal, which was a bronze at Grand Prix of Finland. So she's entering these European Championships with quite a lot of chances to potentially medal. She's got a fantastic program that is very original, and it's based on the music from the very popular TV show Squid Game. Also from Italy, and the actual reigning Italian champion, is Anna Pezzetta. She's a very strong skater, and she can also pose a threat to guests on the podium. So let's see what the two Italian women will be able to do. From Switzerland, Kimi Räppänen will be at the event. She is the current Swiss champion. She already won a European medal a couple of years ago, so she's not new to this, and she will surely do her best to try to get on the podium again. Also from Switzerland, we were hoping to see Livia Kaiser, which medaled at the event as well. But Livia unfortunately had to withdraw today because of injuries, so we wish her as well a speedy recovery. Other skaters to watch out for are Nina Petrokina from Estonia. She is competing in her own country, and surely she will put up a fight to try to finish on the podium. And Georgia's Anastasia Gubanova. So she's the European champion from 2 years ago. She won silver last year. I think she's having not the best start of the season, but she can make things work when she's very focused. So let's see what she will be able to do at this event. Moving on to pairs. What an exciting field in Europe, isn't it? There are so many strong teams, and I think it's quite possible that Minerva Fabian-Hasse and Nikita Volodin of Germany are the favorites to win gold. They won almost every competition they competed to this year. They won their second consecutive Grand Prix final, and they are the bronze medalists from the World Championships last year. So let's see what they're going to do. Surely, though, they're not going to have an easy ride, because there are so many teams there that are going to pose a threat to them. So the first one I'd like to mention is Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Berulava of Georgia. They are a young team that just moved up from senior. They already competed at European Championships before. In fact, they were silver last year, and they won bronze at this year's Grand Prix final. So this very strong team from Georgia will be there. They will be saying, we are here, we are in the game, watch out. So quite curious to see what they're going to achieve this time. Sara Conti and Nicolò Macì of Italy are also there to fight and get on the podium. They were the European champions 2 years ago, and this year they were fourth at the Grand Prix final after winning Cup of China. So they will definitely put up a fight to try to get on the podium. Also from Italy, Rebecca Ghilardi and Filippo Ambrosini will be there. They were bronze at last year's event and silver at the European Championships the year before. And this season they participated to the Grand Prix final in Grenoble as a reserve after the Canadian team withdrew from the event. Also, Hungary's Maria Pavlova and Alex Piachenko will be competing at European Championships. They are quite a strong team and they won silver and bronze from their Grand Prix assignments this season. So let's see whether they're going to be able to pose a threat for a medal. Moving on to ice dance. What a fight we are going to witness there. So Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabbri are coming back to try to earn a third consecutive European title. They are a very experienced team. They keep winning over the last few years, and certainly they would like to keep their position up there in Europe, given that next year we are going to have the Olympic Games in Milan, which is where they're from. However, Lila Fier and Eurus Gibson of Great Britain are having quite a season. They won the bronze medal at a Grand Prix final, which is an historic medal for Great Britain. And they were the only team this season to qualify with two gold medals from both assignments. So let's see what they're going to do. They were silver medalists at the European Championship for the last 2 years. And surely they will definitely want to fight for that gold medal this year. So let's see what's going to happen there. The medal places are quite open, though. There are so many strong teams this season that could actually get one of those medals. So last year's bronze medalists are Alison Reid and Saulius Ambrulevičius from Lithuania. They could be up there in the game. But also France's Eugenia Lopareva and Geoffrey Bissot are having quite a strong season, having won a first gold medal from a Grand Prix this season. Olivia Smart and Tine Dick of Spain are also having quite a strong season. They won bronze at Skate America, which is quite an achievement considering that they're a new team that have been together for just a couple of years. And they have a beautiful free program this season based on soundtrack from the movie Dune. And lastly, former bronze medalist Julia Turkila and Mattia Versulis of Finland are also competing, so they could also be potentially aiming for a medal. And don't forget the Czech teams as well in the background. So you have the Tašlers, which are quite experienced and they always fight pretty hard to improve themselves. So do not underestimate them. But also the Mrazeks, which are still quite a new team, having moved up from junior a couple of years ago. But they're definitely growing very quickly into the top rankings of the senior field. So that's it. It's going to be quite an interesting European Championships, I'm sure. I'm very much looking forward to going there, and I will be reporting back next week with all the detail, the behind the scenes that I'm going to be able to pick up there, comments and everything that I can report back to all of you. So stay tuned. Moving on to event results and coverage. The Bavarian Open took place in Germany. So the results were in the men's category, Gabriele Fargipani of Italy got gold. It was followed by Donovan Carilli of Mexico in silver medal position, and Raffaele Francesco Zic from Italy got the bronze medal. In the women's, Lia Serna of France won the event with gold. She was followed by Nella Pelkonen of Finland in silver medal position and Stefanie Pesendorfer of Austria in bronze medal position. In the pairs, Aurelia Fola and Theo Bell of France won gold. Greta and John Crawford of Sweden won silver, and Sofia Schaller and Livio Meyer of Austria won bronze. In the ice dance, Jennifer Janse van Rensburg and Benjamin Stefan of Germany won the gold medal. They were followed by Milarud Reitan and Nikolai Majorov of Sweden in silver medal position and Charisse Matei and Max Liebers of Germany in bronze medal position. Efezus Cup took place in Turkey. The winner in the men category was Alp Eren Özkan of Turkey. In the women's category, another Turkish skater took the gold medal, Salma Agamova. And lastly, nice dance, Sofia Val and Azaf Kazimov of Spain won the gold medal. So it's their second consecutive gold medal after having won another gold medal at the FISU University Games the week before. Dresden Cup Synchro took place in Germany. Team Marigold Ice United of Finland won the event. They were followed by Team Le Supreme of Canada in silver medal position and Team Haydenets of the USA in bronze medal position. We're also going to put results for the 2025 Eastern Synchronized Skating Sectional Championships that took place in Hershey, Penn in our show notes. Upcoming events for the week. So the European Championships, as we said, is going to take place in Estonia from the 28th of January to the 2nd of February. Katowice in Poland is hosting two events. The Edge Cup 2025, which is a solo ice dance event, and the third Urge Cup. Belgrade in Serbia is hosting the 18th Europa Cup Skate Helena. Rouen in France is going to host the Challenger Series French Cup 2025, which is a synchronized event. And lastly, there are two synchronized skating sectional championships taking place in America this week. 2025 Midwestern in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and 2025 Pacific Coast in Irvine, California. Moving on to online updates, there is a new interview from Edivine Sports with O9 Gage Brown. A link to this article and other articles that were published over the last week are going to be on our show notes. That's it. Not many news to share this week, but I look forward to talking about European Championships next week and hopefully be reunited with Daphne and Gina very, very soon. We always like to end the episode with updates on our respective media. Starting with This Week in Skating, remember to listen to Daphne and Gina's US National Recap episode. Don't forget to check our merchandise available on our Swag page. And finally, you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. At icedance.com, Daphne is posting all the photos from the US Championships that are going into the US Nationals hub that she specifically created for the event last week. At Figure Skaters Online, Gina is also posting US Nationals photos and recaps. That's it for this week. See you all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
My name is Georgios Tsetis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.